Shalom, Mishpacha. Shalom, family. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpacha, the family with the Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation has come down between Jew and Gentile to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpacha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest is red hot for the Messiah. You must be on the edge of your seat wanting to find out the rest of this story. You see, Dolores Winder was a strong, strong Bible-believing Christian, but she believed that miracles had ceased. But she had her youngest son who was... she didn't want to die until she knew he'd be taken care of. You see, she had a disease in which all of her bones were deteriorating, and she was in such unbearable pain. And they only do this for people that are terminal. They gave her two operations in which they burned out the nerve centers in her brain so that she would not experience pain. It's not a reversible operation. Once they only do it if they know you're going to die. And her body organs started closing down, and she reached a point where they sent her home to die. But there was a woman that she was told about. And of course, she had heard of this woman, and she thought she was a big fake, Catherine Coleman, because she would see these miracles. And she see people falling over in the spirit, she just couldn't stand it. But she had the distinct impression that if she went to this meeting, not to be healed, but she would find out what to do with her youngest son, Chris, and how he'd be taken care of. She literally said to God, she had the chutzpah, she had the nerve to say to God, I'm not leaving this earth until I know my son is going to be taken care of. So she went to the Catherine Coleman meeting. They carried her out of the car, took her in. She couldn't stand what she was seeing. So she literally closed her eyes. But the Holy Spirit started talking to her and explaining. In fact, you had a vision, Dolores Winder, of what would happen to your son, because the Holy Spirit would be with him wherever he would go. After you had that vision, did that give you comfort?
Oh, the peace was so great. And I knew I could go home. And it wasn't only for Chris, but for Bill also. And that they would be at peace.
But even though you had that peace, you were wrestling with a headache, too.
Oh, I had a horrible headache, yes. But that didn't bother me because I knew I had my answer for Chris.
But all of a sudden, your legs start, they're like on fire.
Yes. And as Gail prepared me to get me out of there, my legs were burning. And I also knew somebody else existed that night, Satan. The devil spoke to me and said, aren't you glad you only wear your cast 1 hour a day now? Because I only needed it on when I was up. And I would sit up for an hour a day with Bill and Chris. And I agreed with that voice. And I thought, oh, I can't wait to get the cast off. Because that voice said, that bone that's sticking out. See, he makes it very logical. The bone that's sticking out is putting pressure. And that cast is putting pressure on that bone. And it's making your legs burn. And it was almost unbearable. And just as I was ready for Gail to pick me up, a man was down by my chair. And he said to me, something's happening to you. And I said, my legs are on fire. And he said, would you walk with me? And I said, get me out of here. And he helped me up and then realized I couldn't walk. And he said, how can I help you? And I said, put one arm around me and take my other arm. And with my cane, I can shuffle. And we started out and he said to me, have you ever had any surgery? Well, anyone in my condition, you would almost know they had surgery. And I said to him, I have had 4 spinal fusions and 2 percutaneous chordotomies. Now, nobody knew what percutaneous chordotomies were. And so they wouldn't ask any more questions. They'd just say, oh.
That's your way of dismissing this man.
Yes. And this man turned me to face him, and he said, you've had two percutaneous chordotomies, and your legs are burning? Isn't that rather strange?
Well, that's right. You have no feeling in your legs. How could they burn?
Yeah. And all I just looked at him, and I thought, he knows what I'm talking about. And nobody ever did. But I wouldn't respond to him. And then he started me walking back out again. We got to the doors to go out to the lobby. And he said, you don't know what's happening to you, but you can take your cast off if you want to. And my instant reaction was, dear God, these people are dangerous. Man telling me I could take my cast off who knew nothing about me. And I looked at him, but I saw something in him that I knew he knew something I didn't know. And he said to me again, would you want to take it off? And you know, Sid, I found out a lot of people don't really want to come out of the illness. But I said to him, I have been in one of these things for over 15 years, and I'm dying. And he looked at me and he shook his head, and I knew he knew. And I said, of course I would want to take it off. Next thing I knew, he had me in the women's restroom, and I'm leaning against the wall, and Gail's there, and he says, get her cast off her and get her out to me. But when he walked out of that restroom, anything that I sensed with him present was gone. And I'm trying to take my cast off, and Gail said, Dolores, this isn't like you. It's something different. And I said, no. She said, this just isn't like you. And I started fastening the cast back up, and that man came back in. And as soon as he walked through that door, I knew, get me to him. Get me out of this and get me to him. And he was a doctor from Johns Hopkins Hospital that the Lord sent in there that day. And he came off platform because he had the word of knowledge of my healing.
So he picked you out of, how many people were in the audience?
3,000.
And he walks right up to you.
Yes.
Because God sent him off the platform with a word of knowledge to walk right up to you. Okay, so you got this cast off. What happened next?
And an usher carried me in, and Catherine was waiting for him and turned around and said, what do you have there, doctor? And she said, that was the first I knew that he was a doctor. And he said, a spine. She said, bring her here immediately. And they took me up on platform. And Sid, I was so in my traditional way. And I thought, oh, I'm being put in that sideshow. And all I could think was, well, at least nobody here knows me but Gail. Catherine made me give my name and where I lived before I left the platform. And later she said to me, you know why I did that, don't you? Pride. And they got me up on platform, and she said to the doctor, Richard O'Wellen, tell the people what's wrong. And he said, all I know is that she has had four spinal fusions and two percutaneous chordotomies, and her legs are on fire, and that's not possible. And he had two other men on stage hold me up while he went to the mic. And they had me in an awkward position, and I thought, if they let go of me, I'm going to fall, and I'll fall flat on my face. And so I had to push my one foot out to kind of get a balance. And when I did, it came up off the floor. And when it came down, I thought, I feel the floor. No, you can't feel the floor. But again, I had to get the other foot out because the right leg went out too far. And I pulled my left leg up, and it came off the floor. And I felt the floor. And I said, I can't feel the floor. But all of a sudden, the feeling came in my fingertips, my right side, my arm and hand was also free of any feeling. And feeling started in my fingertips on my right hand and started coming up. And when it got up to my waist, they said, I started screaming, I can feel, I can feel. And that didn't mean anything to her because she had no idea what he was talking about. And she said to me, walk. And I told her, I can't. And she said again, walk. And as I started walking, they said I ran. Came back, and she said,
you had to be carried into the meeting,
yes.
And you ran?
Yes. And when I got back to where she was, she said, bend over. And all the further the doctors could bend me was a very short ways, and they couldn't bend me anymore. And I started bending over, realizing I had no pain. I had feeling. And I bent over, and she said, do it again. And the second time I did it, I touched the floor with my hands. And from then on, it was very difficult for me because I didn't really, I was in such a fog by that time.
Did she pray for you?
No. No. And then she said to me, oh, just turn around. And I turned around. And when I did, one of the doctors who was sitting on platform, who did not like any of this at all, thought I was a plant, and this was a show. And he said he happened to look because just a real hush fell. And when it fell, he said he looked up, and he saw my body straightening. And he introduced me the next year at the Methodist conference and said, you know, I saw it happen. No one can say it doesn't. But anyway, she touched me and I went down. And when I got, and they got me up, she said,
but wait a second. You didn't believe. You thought that was all fake when people were falling down when she touched them.
In my world, this is what I believed.
I'll tell you what, I just hate to do it, but we have to stop right now. But wait till you read the full story of Dolores Winder's book, Surprised by Healing, one of the greatest healing miracles, with proof, verified. No skeptic could be skeptical over this when they read this book. And as you read this book, she works in teaching that God has shown her over the years. She walks in the same type of miracle ministry that Catherine Coleman walked in today. As you read this book, we're getting reports of people that read the book and they're healed from just reading the book. We're making it available for a donation of $18. Call or write today for the book, Surprised by Healing, and get ready to receive a miracle on tomorrow's broadcast. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or our archives, or subscribe to our radio and TV podcasts, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.